Okay, Shalom Aleichem. We're ready by Shabbos Bahab Chukosai. We've gone through a whole Seder of Chumash. And our new world order, whatever you want to call it, not being together the way we'd like to be. And the Etzem, the Seder that we're going through, Vayikra, is the Seder of the Kavanos, the Seder of the goal of the creation. That the goal of creation is that Hashem should be Mashra, His Shechina, and Kol Yisrael, we should have based the Mikvah, so we should bring Kavanos. That is the highest level, that's what we said. And the 15... The 15 Dayenos that we said in Leila Seder, the last of the Dayenos was Banu Beis HaBechira. That is the highest level, to build a Beis HaMikdash. And like it says in the Pasha also, if we behave properly, Hashem will send Mishkonim B'Seichichem. Hashem will mash Yishchin and Klal Yisrael. Yes? That is the goal of everything in our lives, to be zeichet to be in a madrega of Hashros Hashchina. The end of the Seder, though, the end of Vayikra, is a pasuk b'chukosai that starts off with the brachas, and b'chukosai teilechu. Rashi brings in the beginning of the pasuk, b'chukosai teilechu, you should go in the chukim of Hashem. It says you should be amelim b'toira. Once you learn our Torah, we shouldn't just do it in a happenstand fashion. We should do it b'omel, take it seriously, like a serious job. And chukoyse teilechu. That's what it's saying. Chukoyse teilechu. That amelim b'toyer. How do we see in the words chukosei teilechu that it means amelim b'toyer? Chukosei teilechu just means you go with my rules. So the Medrash brings from David HaMelech. He said, "Chishavti drochai v'shiva raglai aleidoshecho." I made a cheshbon of my ways, and my legs always took me towards your mitzvahs. The Medrash says that David HaMelech said, every day I make a cheshbon. I want to go to this place, I want to go to the other place, visit this person, the other person, and I end up in the Beit HaKnesses and Batei Midrashes. That was a person who could be so connected to his learning of Avodas Hashem that his body naturally takes him. If you have thinking what he's doing, he ends up in the Beit HaMedrash. That was David HaMelech. He was on the Madriga of being so involved in Torah. So the chukosei teilechu means that the chukim are the ones that guide his legs. I remember, it's not a good mushroom, but I remember seeing one of the choshev rabbonim, his name was Rav Shalom Shadron, maybe many of you have heard of him. In his older years, his mind was not, unfortunately, was not what it should be. But he always made it to shul on time. He was a kohen, he did the biggest kohen. His body was working on its own. It was so solidly programmed to do the right things that it did it all by itself. But here we're talking about even a higher madrega, when a person does have a seichel, but that's what life is about. We have our seichel, our intelligence, which directs us in a certain direction. And then we have the Yetzirah that takes over, overrides the seichel. Chukosei teilechu means that the seichel, which is connected to Hashem, connected to his ways, his Torah, his values, his midas, is so powerful that it doesn't leave room for the fantasy world of the Yetzirah, all those desires that have no value, or Yetzirah, improper behavior, midas rois, all these things. They have no place because we are so deeply connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really the idea of Amir and Matoya. Avodas Hashem has to be a type of Avodas Hashem. It's not just superficial. If we're just making the motions, then Enochanani will not, it won't affect our behavior. But if we really, with all our effort, when we do things, we take it seriously, whether it means with our davening, getting up for davening, whether it means our learning, really working hard to understand the things, with our midas, working hard to overcome our poor midas, all these things. When you do it in such a fashion, then Enochanami, we will overcome, we will be in a position that we will naturally be doing the Ratzon Hashem. That is the way that we take advantage of our Keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a fashion that makes us completely different types of people. And that brings all the bracha. The Rambam says that the brachas written in the Torah doesn't talk about Olam Haba. It talks about Olam Haza. It's a little interesting. Why does it talk only about reward in Olam Haba, not Olam Haba? The main thing is Olam Haba. So the Rambam says a very interesting thing. He says he doesn't have to tell you reward in Olam Haba. That's a natural thing. You're involved in spirituality. You're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can have an eternal connection with him. So he doesn't have to mention that. That's so obvious that if you do the mitzvah, you get Olam Haba. The chiddush is you even get Olam Haza. That's a chiddush. That's not a natural thing. Why? Because being involved in spirituality, you get good Olam Haza. But that's the case. And the Rambam explains it. It's not a reward. Hashem's not going to take away from our rewards to give us Olam Haza. But Hashem sees that we care so much about deepening our relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we put a tremendous effort into it, then he wants to make it easier for us also. If somebody, a father sees a child, a father and a king sees his child, the prince, he's trying so hard to behave the way he should, even if he's having hardships. When the father realizes that, he does whatever he can to make it easier for the son, because he sees that the son wants the kesher, he wants the connection, he wants to do what's right. And that's the way it goes with us also. Hashem says, I see you're going to put that effort into Amelim. You're going to put an effort into Avodas Hashem. Then you really want it, I'm going to make it easier for you. And that's what it says, that all the things, the physical things that could cause the problems, whether it be panos of things, or health things, or all kinds of different wars, lack of peace, all these things Hashem will take care of when he sees that we are doing our utmost to come close to him. The Medrash there also brings one more thing, that it says that by the brachas in this parsha, it starts with an aleph and ends with a tav. It says, "In b'chu koisei teilechu," that's an aleph, and it ends with "Oilich eschem koime mius." The last letter of koime mius is tav. So the brachas in the beginning of the parsha start with aleph and end with tav, whereas the klolos start with a vav, v'im, b'chukoyse t'masa, and it ends with the letter hey, b'yad Moshe, last letter of hey is hey. So it says the brachas are from aleph to tav. The brachas are better than the natural state of the world. We have to understand this. Sometimes people think, I don't know, what's the natural state, good or bad? No, the natural state of the world from aleph to tav. The oisi is that the whole world was created with is bracha. The world is kuli bracha. And the klolos are just those two letters, vav and hey, one away from each other. So not only they're close to one another, but also backwards. Because it's an abnormal state. The normal state is starting from aleph going forward. The klolos is when the natural state of the world gets out of whack. That causes the klolos. And it's because we're out of sync with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also turns our world around. But for one little purpose, one big purpose, to wake us up to do the right things, to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it's telling us, that sometimes the tzaras look so terrible, and sometimes we don't see the end in sight. We have to remind ourselves always, this state of tzar is not natural. It doesn't have any way of standing by itself. It's just standing and waiting for us to flip it around. It's backwards. And it's two letters right next to each other. It's not the foundation of the world. That's what we always have to remind ourselves. Whenever we have a hardship, and Baruch Hashem, with the present hardship, we have hardships, Baruch Hashem, things are getting better. We still have no idea where it's going to end up, but we have to realize this is so temporary. This is not the natural state. It's not that the world changed. The world till now was a wonderful place to live in, and now it's much harder and it's not a pleasant, pleasant place to live in. No, there's so much good in the world now. And with the hardships, it's a temporary state, and it's just waiting for us to make that switch. It's in our hands to make the switch. Saying the Vav, beginning of the Vav to the Hey, to just flip it around to the Hey to the Vav. And like we're saying, the Hey to the Vav is saying that I recognize that Kodesh Bohu brought us to the situation only for one purpose, to bring us closer to Him, so that we should be safe to get the brachas. We should all be zeichah to take advantage of this. Like we said, we went through this parasha, and that's the message. The tachlis of the world, the goal of the world is Hashuas Hashrina, Beis HaMikdash. If you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but every household is a Beis HaMikdash. Now more than ever, Hashem is giving us the ability to transform every household that we have to a Beis HaMikdash. We didn't usually daven in our homes or spend so much time learning at home. A lot of us are outside the Beis Medrash. And we'd love to run to those Bartik Nesses and Bartik Medrashes. Hashem is saying right now, things are out of whack. But even when they're out of whack, and there is a Midas Adin, there's something special about it also. We're converting our homes to being higher levels of Mokoymus of Hashuas Hashrina. And when we do that, Hashem says, you did what you had to do. You uplifted your homes to a much greater place. You brought the Shem Hashem into your house. When your house is permeated with that, then Enochanami, it's time, let's go back to the Bati Majorsha, Bati Knesias, back to the wonderful world without all the machlos and the different things that we have nowadays. So we should be Zeichem Yes Hashem to take advantage of this message and realize that right now, we're Mispalto Hashem that we should get past this situation. But right now Hashem is saying, this is a situation I have given you, and it's an opportunity for you to make the best of it. And like I said, it's a special opportunity to make our homes a very special, a holier place than they were ever before. The family together, and with Avodas Hashem, Binam L'Chaveh between one another, and the Tzilis, and the Limud Torah in the home. If we do that, and Hashem says, you want Hashuas Hashrina, you're going to get back what you had before, not only what you got before, much more. I'm giving Mashma Hashrina in the Beis HaMikdash itself. We should be Zoicha, B'mheiru Yameinu. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
It's out there.